I'm pretty good.
How's the tour going?
Tour's going good. You know, we're pretty fresh out of the box here. We've only done two shows so far.
Yep.
And I've been having a good time. Tried to stay out of the heat.
Yeah, right, man. Now, where are you right now? New Hampshire? Is that where?
Yeah, we're at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Well, that'll be a beautiful show. Now, did you
play? Yeah, it's nice up here.
Yeah. Let's see. That's tonight. Yep, with Umphrey's McGee.
That's right, yes.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah, the good guys.
Yeah, and then you're going to be in my neck of the woods Friday with Jamie McLean of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Uh-huh.
And you're at Legendary Toad's place.
Oh, yes, excellent. Always look forward to that.
Yeah, that's a great venue for you folks. You have a large list of special guests that you guys have played with over the years, going back to like 1997. Many notables. You know, who's been some of the favorite people of yours to team up with to play tunes or your own songs?
Well, there's a lot of the New Orleans people, you know, we've had the pleasure of playing with. But then, you know, Taj Mahal was definitely one of my favorites.
Just kind of
grew up listening to his music and then, you know, having him on stage with us was exhilarating, at least.
When was that one?
Yeah, that was maybe 4 years ago or so, 3 years ago.
I could look, but that, what song did you play?
We did a song, She's Complicated.
Okay.
Left Me a Mule to Ride.
Yeah.
I think it's called She's Complicated. But
She Caught the Katie?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Nice. That must have been a fun rendition with you guys back. What, you were backing him? Is that
exactly.
That must have been.
Yeah, he is amazing.
He's wild. I've had the luxury of seeing him front and center on numerous occasions. And one day, as similar to you, I think one day I hope to speak to him, and that would be one of the biggest deals of my life. And I spoke, you know.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You know, I'm going through all the right channels. It's just a waiting game, and that's cool. Now, I have had the opportunity of speaking with Mr. George Clinton recently.
Yeah, that was an experience, huh?
Yeah, that was cool. He was way too cool for me, man. As soon as he picked up the phone and said, yo, I was done. I was like, oh, man, all the Fonzie that was in me is gone. You know,
we've met him a few times too. He's a funny guy.
He was a cool cat. You know, he has a lot going on. He told me that his career was just getting going. And somehow I believe it. I don't know. But he's going to be down at, you know, our way September 1st, so that ought to be another good show.
Yeah, I saw he was out on the road again. Glad to see that.
When I talked to him, he was working, he was in Detroit, and they had just done some, they were trying to get some folks together to do a Motown reunion.
Uh-huh.
That's where he, you know, that's how he started way back.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And he was working with, he said he was working on the side with Eminem and Rakim, one of those people that I don't know who they are, but I know they're big. It's always fun to chat with somebody like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of find you guys to be right up there in my funky world, man. I really
Well, thank you very much.
I really do. In the rock and funk, you guys, you got it going on, man.
Well, thank you very much.
And how much of that do you think is a credit to just the group that you have together on a regular basis? You know, how much of it is the team?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think we have logged a lot of miles together.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there does, after 10 years on the road, there definitely becomes this sort of, you know what people on stage are going to do, or how to best, support your various band members and all that stuff. So,
how much were you guys affected by Katrina?
Well, you know, you couldn't live in New Orleans without being affected. You know, we were all out of the city for, I guess, about 4 months.
Okay.
Sort of living with families and stuff, various family members.
Yeah.
Then our studio got destroyed. A couple of guys' houses, well, one of the guys' houses, kind of everything, and then everyone, you know, had various issues with their houses, but, you know, largely none of us lived in the blighted areas, which was sort of a miracle, considering 80% of the city was underwater.
Yeah.
So just one guy was flooded out completely. Another guy's, a tornado hit one of the guy's houses. A tree fell into the back of one of the guy's houses. And then myself and the bass player, our houses did okay. His yard flooded really bad.
Hmm.
And his neighborhood got really fucked up, but it was pretty crazy year down there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wasn't it? Oh my god!
Oh yeah, man.
It was. You know, sitting up here in Connecticut, it was. it really tore a lot of folks apart, just not being able to A, help out, but B, just watching what people had to go through, be, you know, for a lack of better word, because, you know, people fucked up. They didn't, the job was not done properly.
No, to say the least.
And that,
it's just, you know, living there now, it's just, you know, it can be very frustrating at times, just because it doesn't seem like things are being handled properly still, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a very, it should have, the whole area should just still be, you know, yellow and red taped right now. They should really be working it up and getting it safe for the people.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, it's just such a huge area, you know, it's one thing that I don't think people quite understand, is just how enormous the disaster was. You know, it's like there's just miles and miles of blighted neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Still to this day, you know?
Yeah, and it's going to take many, many years to get them even able to a successful spot again, whether it's by building homes or a field, whatever. It's going to take a while. You know, there's a lot of bacteria and a lot of just evil things that weren't there to begin with that have been dropped off.
Yeah.
You know, you know, that's my wishing you well.
Thank you very much.
You and the folks down there, well. Let's get back to some music, though. If there's one song out there that you could play with, like, let's say you could share the stage with Elvis Presley. Not that that would be a big thrill for you or not, I don't know. But what?
Sure,
what's that one song that, you know, whether you wrote it or just that you know, that would be such a thrill for you to be a part of with Elvis?
Well, there's so many Elvis songs, but I don't know. I kind of like some of his earlier sort of stuff, you know, like That's All Right, Mama pops to mind.
That's my favorite tune, yeah.
Or, you know, some of his more raw kind of rockabilly early material would be where I would try to steer that meeting.
Stuff from, like, the Sun Sessions back in early,
yeah, sure.
Early 60s, yeah. Now, you were able to, you know, I've spoken with Ravi Shankar and George Clinton and all, but I'm trying to still get to Taj Mahal, and you had the chance to share the stage with Leo Nocentelli.
Yes.
Who's one of your influences along the ways.
Absolutely.
And now, what song did you guys get to play?
You know, we've done a lot of stuff with him.
Okay, you have.
And there's a lot of, like, common material with all the Meter stuff that we know and all the stuff he wrote, obviously.
Yeah, the Meters are cool, too.
You know, whenever we get together with him, it's pretty much like a, you know, giant medley of some of his songs. And he's, you know, been just the nicest guy in the world to us and really, you know, showed us a bunch of stuff about how to play his music properly.
Nice.
and just been incredibly sort of, you know, open and really nice to us. Some of the Living Section of Galactic actually backs him up sometimes now on the road, you know, for
nice.
His gigs.
Yeah, and Robert Walter has played with you folks as well.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah.
Big
he lives in New Orleans now as well.
He is. He has a what's the name of his new band that he's going around with?
Well, he has Robert Walter's Super Heavy Organ.
Yeah, he has that, and I think there was another one that he's a part. Everything that he's been a part of is just really cool.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He's playing with Go-Go All Stars right now. His sort of old band.
Okay.
That's putting a record out and making a run right now.
Yeah, that's the one. The Gray Star. What is it again?
Gray Boy.
Yeah,
All-Stars.
Gray Boy All Stars. Yeah, they seem pretty happening.
Yeah, they're a great band. You know, Carl Benson's it.
Yeah.
In fact, we just saw them up in the All Good Festival in West Virginia.
Oh, really? Nice. Oh, I bet that was fun.
Yeah, man, it was a good time.
I had a chance to hang out with Dickie Betts and in Great Southern last weekend. They just happened to be playing a festival here in Connecticut. Strangest thing that they were here, and I had chatted with their new bass player Pedro. And before you know it, you know, my wife and I are on the bus hanging out with Dickie, and that was a pretty cool experience as well.
Yeah, I've never gotten to meet him, but.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, you know. As soon as we got backstage, we were treated like family. And that's, you know, I think a lot of people say that, but, you know, yeah, I guess it's true because, let me tell you, got introduced on a first-name basis to everybody in the band, you know, shook hands with everybody. I just, you know, and hearing your music, that's the kind of way I sort of envision you folks as well, being that, you know, a family band.
Yeah, we try to keep the family vibe, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly shows in the music, you know. You care about your audience by providing them with a freaking good time, you know. And you started out in the punk scene, right, back in D.C.?
Yeah, that's how we kind of grew up around that, you know, because, you know, when we were kids, we could go see those shows, too, and it was definitely a really cool scene back then.
For like a quarter, right?
Oh, yeah, $5, man.
Yeah, man, that's like, can't get anything for $5 these days.
That's right.
I can get slapped in the face for $5, but that's about it. Now, Rich Vogel's been with the band the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he did the first record.
Did the first record.
He's been with us since we started.
Yeah, he's
getting serious for sure.
Yeah, he's serious on the Hammond B, man.
Yeah, man, he's a great player.
Whew. Yeah, very cool stuff. Now, anything, you know, anything besides what you're doing now, touring, anything planned out for the future?
Well, we're just working on an album and trying to finish it up for probably hopefully it'll be done in the fall.
The fall of 2006?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So we're just kind of touring around and trying to work in the studio as much as possible and get this record done, and then we'll start, you know, touring that after New Year's in earnest, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be cool. Any anything special on there that we should know about already?
No, we're kind of doing a record with, like, different MCs from around the country.
Excellent.
Sort of on different tracks, you know?
Wow. Like DJ Logic, or...?
No, like actual rappers. Like the Gift of Gab is a guy.
Oh, okay.
And, I don't know how well you know the scene.
I don't know the scene too well, but I'm always into it. I listen to Liquid Soul a lot. Do you ever listen to Liquid Soul with
Mars? Absolutely, yeah.
I spoke to Mars a little while back. I just love Liquid Soul.
Uh-huh.
And they came out with a new album this year, 1-2 Punch. And they do a lot of, you know, he mixes it up pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're always great band.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. I'm going to try to get out to Detroit to see that. That's a rare creature, that Liquid Soul.
Yeah, man, I know. You don't see the name around too much anymore.
No, and they're so freaking good. You know, I play them on my show, and I get calls left and right. What is this? Who is that? Oh, my God. Yeah, they're good. And that's the same kind of attention you're going to receive in the next couple of weeks from my show as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Especially since you're around here now. You're going to be around here again. You've been around for a while. I don't hear many folks playing you. It bothers me.
All right.
So...
thank you very much.
Thank you for putting out a unique and brilliant music with and inviting talented folks to part of your family, and for bringing it around from place to place. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'll see you at Toad's.
I hope so, if my wife will let me go. Hey, Stanton Moore. What's up with this guy? He is incredible.
He's got quite a work ethic, doesn't he?
I see his name on everything. It feels. He's all over the place.
Yeah, he loves to play, you know? Wow. Even when we take time off, he generally gets back out on the road.
Jeez. Man. Now, do you have time for hobbies or anything besides, you know, your music and maybe your personal life as far as relationships or whatever? Do you, you know, you play sports or like sports or any of that kind of stuff?
I have a boat. I'm a fly fisherman, so...
Oh, nice.
You know, I try to get out and do that whenever I can, but it's definitely not a priority.
No. No, I probably not. You know, you go to Washington. Well, you're in New Orleans now, so
yeah,
you have the Saints. So never mind that. Yeah. Now, oh, JJ,
for our year.
Yeah, this is the year. Remember the Aints? That was bad with the paper bags over the heads. Yeah.
Oh man, you know, they were back last year.
Yeah. Hey, JJ from Mofro.
Yeah.
I spoke with him a little while back ago also, and you're going to be playing with him coming up in a couple of weeks, I believe it is.
Yeah, we always like bringing him out. He's
a fun
he's
great, guy,
good
man.
Friend of everybody, you know?
Oh, I think he is everybody's friend. He's like a puppy dog, that guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He was cool, living on his grandma's farm still and everything. All right, man, I'll let you run. It sounds like you got things going on. Have a good show.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good show tonight, and hope to see you in New Haven.
Great.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye.